Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague, Dr. Tim Kaine, Professor Tim Kaine at the University of Austin, Dean of Economics, Politics and History. We turn to future history, artificial intelligence. It's all around us. I use Claude regularly, and when I want entertainment, I use Grok. Okay. My experience is Claude is a great copy editor. My experience with Grok is Grok is a little aggressive, but it's fun if you're in the mood. Fine. However, the question people ask, am I going to lose my job because of AI? The answer is, well, Tim, drum roll. Maybe. What is the answer?
I hope not. I don't want John to lose his job. But you know, it's funny. I have studied technological change, and you can trace this back to the word sabotage, which was when workers gummed up the works of machinery that was taking what they thought taking their job of making sabots, this shoe. We've always worried as humans that somebody, whether it's an immigrant or free trade or machinery, was going to take our jobs. Farmers worried about irrigation equipment and tractors. Certainly, you were joking that the guys that did horseshoeing worried about automobiles. When lose their job changing horseshoes, what am I going to do? Not realizing that there's going to be a liberation of labor, that when those things get cheaper, people move upstream to better jobs. So we might work in a car factory instead of working on wagons. I'm telling you that AI is just like every other major technological shift. It's great news for consumers, and I think it's going to be good news for workers too.
You also ask a question, and we have to acknowledge it, even though I don't spend a lot of time on it. There's a category now known as doomers. This is AI talk for people who believe that technology is existential risk for mankind. They're not small-minded about this. They don't say nation-state or for the continent. They say mankind. And you asked that question in a Substack, the alpha and the omega risk. Explain, Tim.
So it was last night, I just was reading about one of the what they called the godfather of AI. And John, I didn't cite him. I was just speculating with my own little blog post. But one of the godfathers of AI has become concerned. He's what you would call a doomer, that the odds of AI becoming an enemy of mankind are rising, and that they may see us as a threat to their existence. So this was right out of the movies like Terminator or War Games, if you remember that classic from the 80s. What happens if a robot intelligence kills off humans? And so I said, look, that's not a zero risk. We've got to say there's some probability. And I will say it's 20%. The 80%, though, if it doesn't happen, is this is a type of technology that's going to help us cure cancer and get fusion energy under control and turn the deserts into Eden. So I still wouldn't take the bet. My point was, I would call that risk alpha. There's another risk. And that risk is, without the help of any machines, we kill ourselves off, John, right? I was raised as an Air Force officer. I always had a concern about nuclear war. I went into the military trying to hope that I could help prevent that. But then I saw COVID happen and I thought, boy, if we thought nukes were scary, what about biowarfare? And I realized there's a whole series of movies about things like this happening, right? Contagion and other films where a virus runs out of control. I think one of the zombie movies that's popular now, 28 Days Later, is based on this premise. And you know what? I call that risk omega. What are the odds that we kill ourselves? I'd say it's even higher. So if you think risk omega is higher than risk alpha, then you should really be supporting the development of AI, because they can help us prevent that scenario where humans kill ourselves.
You have experience with AI. Your students have experience with AI. What is there a thumbs up or a thumbs down yet, or is it still too early, Tim?
I mean, I think the students are more comfortable with it a little bit, but this is something that I think older Americans too are realizing it's revolutionary. Boy, oh boy, I can search for things and find real answers instead of a list of unrelated spam if I use ChatGPT to ask a question. The impact here on campus, though, is interesting, John. Can I, as a professor, trust 20 student submitted papers that these really reflect their work and their thinking? And my guess is that whole enterprise of a what I'll call a digital essay, it's just no longer valid in light of the ability of ChatGPT to craft a masterfully cheated paper. So we can't use, I don't think college professors can use a written paper anymore as an assessment tool. That's a big change.
And is there a substitute? Is there a way forward then? What do you do?
Well, I asked myself this question, talked to my colleagues here in the center. What do we have papers for? Why did our professors back in the day assign a paper? Because we would take that challenge, go to the library, spend hours and hours reading. What we really want to do is assess students going out and doing reading. That assessment, though, now I believe has to be oral examinations, like in that movie Paper Chase, the Socratic method in law school. I'm going to randomly call on one of my students, then I'm going to randomly call on another. Tell me what you read, critique it, summarize it, and that's going to be the bulk of your grade in pretty much every course that we teach in our center.
And in what that means to me is, if I were your student, I think to myself, well, on Monday morning, I'm not going to be ready because I didn't do the reading. So I'm going to bet on the end of the world intervening.
Come on, AI, help me now.
Yes. Where's apocalypse when I really need it? Dr. Tim Kaine, Professor Tim Kaine, the Dean of Economics, Publishing, Politics, and History at the University of Austin, writing a Substack page about the risk of AI compared to the risk without AI.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.